I took notes.
It's a time we're going to call the Public Safety Committee meeting to order.
We'll end up with that.
And,
don't speak too soon.
Present this afternoon, we have President Karen Hartley Nagel, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Cartier, President Pro Tem Hollins, Councilman Woods, Councilman Smiley, Councilwoman Diller, and my legislative aide, Karen Barlow. Okay. What's your pleasure with the minutes from the previous meeting?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as printed. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. Okay, first on the agenda this afternoon, and please let the record reflect once again that Councilman Street took ill this afternoon and is excused from this afternoon's Public Safety Committee meeting. Okay, ordinance number 16133, sponsored by myself and Councilman Street, amend the grants budget, appropriate federal funding of $306,700 from the United States Department of Justice to the utilizing a rapid DNA machine grant for the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety Division of Police. We have with us Colonel Setting and staff. Colonel?
Thanks, sir. This is federal funding acquired by the Dream Team, our grant team, our own Major Feaser, Lori King, you know, all those usual suspects. We did not believe we were going to be able to purchase this equipment until we were able to secure this grant funding. We have successfully set up a local DNA database, and that is built into our funding now. The first successes of the DNA database have come to fruition as we have already connected DNA to two brothers that are mega burglars in Newcastle County and cost us unthinkable amounts of money at construction sites. And so already, in just its infancy, the DNA database is a success story. And that's going to become more and more common as we move on. These DNA machines we're going to have to go out to bid for because of some complications with federal requirements, but we want to follow every requirement as we always do with a federal grant so that there's no questions on the back end. But the importance of these machines is the response without going to a lab of having touch DNA or buccal swab DNA in 30 minutes. This is going to be a change agent in law enforcement in Delaware, and I can say that we're the only department that would have said such equipment.
So this would be a first in law enforcement community throughout the state of Delaware.
Certainly in Delaware, it's kind of going to be like television, sir. You're literally going to be able to take the swab and put it in the machine and have a response.
Very good, Colonel. Any questions from council? Councilman Weiner.
I remember watching CSI 10 years ago and thinking only on TV. Now, really, in Newcastle County, we can do that.
Yeah, very shortly, sir, we will be able to do that. And when the DNA hit came back on the two brothers, I can tell you these are two gentlemen that have no good intentions for this society, and they have cost us unbelievable amounts of money. So this is how policing's changing. I'm going to use your number. 10 years ago, that would have been a lot of shoe leather. We would have had to try and figure out their MO. We would have had to try and find them, try and recover as much of the equipment as possible, give it back to the people who lost it, not so easy, and then get these guys to admit to it, then get them into the courts where they would plead to one burglary instead of the 20 they did, go through the revolving door and back out. Now we don't even have to talk to them. We just take their DNA and say, you know who you are, and we know who you are, and this is you, and goodbye. You're going to jail. So it's a bit of a change. So we're finally catching up with TV. Okay.
The record already reflects that Councilwoman Kilpatrick and also Councilman Weiner have joined us.
Thank you. I was just going to...
Go ahead.
Yeah, ask also, please.
No problem.
Use cosigner.
Okay. Council President Hartley Nagel?
Ma'am?
Yeah, I just wanted to be added as a cosigner. I'm fully supportive.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just
have one question.
Councilman Smiley?
Are you asking council members to voluntarily enter your database?
Some may already be in there.
Since he put that retired name, Smiley and Abby.
Police officers have voluntarily submitted their DNA into the database.
My wife told me to ask just for insurance purposes. She wants to be able to get the body up.
She already called me.
She wants her check. She already called.
I can see that.
Now you know why the Grinch is hanging out here. Okay, any other questions? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to ordinance number 16-134, sponsored by Mr. Law, Mr. Street. Amend the grants budget, appropriate $38,325 from the State of Delaware Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund, referred to as SLEAF, to the SLEAF 350 Weapon Mounted Lights Grant for the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety, Division of Police. Colonel?
In short, sir, what this does is changes the situation for us equipment-wise as well as tactical and safety. The light is now equipped on the gun, so I don't have to, in an emergency situation, find my gun, get out of the car, find my flashlight. The light is on a rail on the gun, which puts it in a more secure holster and even more foul-proof when someone tries to take your gun off of your belt. As you know, there are safety protocols, and if you don't know how to take that gun out, it doesn't just come out. Well, the new holster will exemplify that even further with almost a double redundant system. There's going to be several motions that have to occur. But the police officers become very proficient at that. When you do this type of stuff with flashlights, or you don't have a flashlight, now the light's on the gun, they can turn it off and turn it off anytime they want. It's a game changer, and we never have to say or hear ever again, I didn't have my light.
Where did you hit somebody with?
It's attached to the gun. That's going to be a no-no, Councilman. One of my parting requests is not to hit anybody with the gun.
Questions from
Councilman? I have a list.
I used the flashlight.
Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to ordinance number 16-135, sponsored Mr. Bell and Mr. Street. Amend the 2017 approved operating budget, increase the authorized position count for the Department of Public Safety by 4 Telecommunicator 1 positions, police positions, in the Division of Emergency Communications. Chief Miller, call upon you, and I want to preface the chief actually commenting on this ordinance. If you remember back in the budget, we actually questioned this and the need of the 4 dispatcher positions in RECOM with the increased activity and responsibilities in RECOM. At that time, the administration chose not to move that forward. We respected that, but myself, Councilman Street, Councilman Smiley, pursued it further, and the administration and Public Safety Department found a way out of the current operating budget to fund those positions and recognize the need. So with that being said, I'd like if Chief Miller could kind of give a brief overview to the members of council as to the need.
Good afternoon, Jeff Miller, Chief of Communications. I certainly don't have to sell any of you how great our police department is. What Elmer's done in these last 4 years is amazing, but it has put an increased pressure on the 911 center. 35% officer-initiated complaints, a 35% increase in officer-initiated radio traffic. So what we've had to do is split the radio into two frequencies. So now we have two dispatchers dispatching 35 cops each instead of 70, which is a safety issue. So we like having them split on those channels. But now the colonel has multiple enforcement teams that are going out, and they need to be supported on the radio as well. And we're doing it in overtime. So we are filling these positions right now. We're just doing it in overtime to meet the demand for the police department. So might as well just call it what it is and put the positions in.
Okay. Would you also want to mention, as far as the data channel, you know, I think
yes,
at one point we actually operated the data channel full-time commitment.
We did, but before all this increased activity, we used to have a data channel so that we would run the data for the officers. We don't do that anymore. However, the police department wants to reinstitute that, and we just can't do it without the additional people.
Right.
It's not possible. So.
Questions from Councilman Swine?
Are there any of the participants in the program last year that you had that are still out there that might be liable, would you want to apply?
When we go out to advertise.
Would we outreach to them?
Yeah,
as a targeted group?
Yes, we would make sure they know that we're going to be hiring. Mm-hmm. But most of these four positions I would expect would come from our call takers.
Oh, okay.
So you would first, as Councilman Smiley's mentioning, you would first do your promotional within, and then go to your pre-qualified.
Yes. Yeah. We have currently have 12 call taker offers out, and six of the people are from that class.
Oh, great.
So we'll see how that works.
Good. Other questions from council? Okay. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Hearing none, we'll move on to ordinance number 16-138. And I think the partner ordinance, partner resolution is 16-217. This is amend the FY 2017 capital budget, appropriate $121,500 from the United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for the Department of Public Safety. Public Safety Equipment Capital Project to assist and support the implementation of a body-worn camera program within the Division of Police. Colonel?
Thank you, Councilman. This $121,000 that we're looking at here is the final stage, the last 81 body cameras that will now go on to non-operational officers, such as our detectives. We wanted to get the cameras on the operational officers first, obviously for the most obvious reason, transparency, behavior modifier on both ends of the lens, very important. First major agency again in Delaware. I guess you're tired of hearing that, but we're the first one to put cameras on our cops. We said we were gonna do it and we did it. Again, I have to take a minute and thank this grant team. All too often they're overlooked. They write grants that people tell us in Washington, D.C. we're frankly not going to get. But what this is going to do when, by putting these cameras on these detectives and just down the road from now, and you're going to be able to say, refer to the camera. And police reports are literally going to become shorter and shorter and shorter, and they're eventually going to be not needed. A police report will become something of the past and become archaic. You'll simply have a backroom file, and you'll say, refer to officer such and such, camera such and such, on this date, at this time, case number, whatever. And it's going to save thousands of hours of report writing that will turn into investigative hours, that will turn into community policing hours. I know it's going to take a little bit of time, but again, I want to thank this council because, you know, you did the right thing with the cameras, and now we have cameras on our cops, and we heard all the chatter about how much the back room was going to cost, but the back room is going to pay for itself on the other end. And the back room is going to pay for itself in multiple ways, to include the reduction in complaints from our citizens, because we've already had the cases come in where we said, well, let's look at the camera. Never mind. Goodbye. I'm dropping my complaint. This is already occurring. And on the other end of it, when we can say refer to camera, which we just recently had an officer respond out where tragically one brother shot the other brother, the officer responding, playing with a gun, and with the officer responding out, had a camera on, almost immediately, the suspect and the witness, you know, had nothing to say. The officer was asking basic questions, not even Mirandized yet, and the young man broke down and said, I shot my brother. And so this is the type of thing that's just a game changer, because you don't have to go back and have the officer write a report and swear this happened and do this, do that. Miranda, it's done. It was a statement made in public by the individual. And now that case, again, instead of 1,000 personnel hours investigating this homicide, tragically, okay, is now down to much, much less. And it is the future of policing, these cameras and the voice recognition software down the road will replace police reports.
President Nagel?
Yes, I just wanted to thank you for your advocacy on this issue. Going back a couple years, and as you've known, I've been very publicly supportive of the body cameras and what you have done to bring this forward. So I'm asking that I'm put on as co-sponsor for Ordinance 16138 and Resolution 16217.
Absolutely.
I'd like to thank you for the support, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Any questions or comments? Okay, we're going to move to other. Colonel, if you would stay with us here. Under other, as we know, We've all gotten the public announcement of Colonel Setting's retirement as of January the 3rd. And so I will ask Colonel Setting if he first would like to, you know, address the council and make some comment, and then open it up to all of council as far as your tenure of service.
I think the first thing I would like to say that I have benefited from this council, from their vision, from their trust, and their unwavering support, and I will be forever grateful, not because these are my parting words as I go out the door, because the last 4 years, history shows that this council, in my opinion, my short 28 years as a county police officer, I've never seen a more supportive council, and I would like to thank each of you, and that is from the bottom of my heart, because we would not be where we are, and we really truly are on the cutting edge. And you have major police departments in the United States that are still struggling with high profile problems that this agency has been able to foresee beforehand and prepare for, and I think it is largely to do with the support and management that I have inside the police department, and the support and management of our executive office and this council. Wish I could say something bad, but I can't. And it's been a great 4 years. I've had the opportunity to meet with the incoming county executive. He seems to have such great plans in regards to public safety. But I know that if I try and stay on, it's going to be 8 months, and then it's going to be 2 years, and then I'm going to be 100 years old, and I'm not going to be marketable anymore. And I think that the agency needed some help 4 years ago. I think they got it, and now I'm not as needed as I once was. And with this management team that I have, well, any one of them, in my opinion, could step in and run this agency. There's a readable blueprint that they created. I'm very, very proud of, by the way. But our greatest asset is and will remain the officers. And the consistency in the message, dignity and respect, has kept this agency on focus and on target for the last 4 years. And my prayer is that they stay on that same target far beyond my departure.
Thank you, Colonel. Councilman Smiley, followed by Councilman Weiner.
Yes, Chief, when you were first coming on as the chief, we met.
Yes.
And I'm just going to say, you know, tough times going on for some of us with things in the administration. And you made commitments to me as to police responses, what you would do with force, and how my constituency, my district, would be treated relevant to other districts.
Yes, sir.
And I have to say, not taking away from anyone else, but you're one of a very, very few people in an administration that have maintained your independence and your word. And I know, trust me when I tell you, I know, dealing with me at times, that's not easy when others want you to do something else. And you are a man of your word for all this time. And I and the constituency in the 7th District of Castle County appreciate it very much. And I look forward to not being pulled over by you in a different department.
Honored to serve, sir.
Councilman Weiner, and then we're followed by President Pro Tem Penrose Hollis.
Thank you. Elmer, you have given the department its dignity and respect. You've been the leader.
You.
What you've done in the last 4 years, not only have you taken advantage of all the technologies out there, you've put our department on the forefront of departments in the country. There's no finer department in this country. And the leadership from within, you've made yourself replaceable, as difficult as that sounds, because you've inculcated in your next level and levels of leadership the skill set, and the drive to move forward. Just on a personal basis, I appreciate the fact that you recognize that previous police leaderships, it was just made more sense to stick the cops where the most crime was, which meant that my constituencies never saw police officers. And you made a commitment to me that that would change, and you lived up to that as well.
Very proud to serve, sir.
President Pro Tem Hollins?
Yeah, I think we're all sad to see the colonel leave Newcastle County, but we all have to respect
his desire and his future for him and his family. It's a sad day for all of us. The Colonel has certainly set the bar for law enforcement, not just in Newcastle County, but at least in this entire region. The technology that you brought to this department, starting with TAPS, going to the Fusion Center, and now the DNA, is unmatched. You have really been an outstanding leader, and one of the things I believe is the true measure of the impact of a leader is the ability to leave an agency that you've served as a leader, and that that agency can continue to develop because of the seeds that you have planted and the direction that you have pointed the agency in. So you're certainly to be commended for being the colonel for this department for the last 4 years. And I don't know if I can find the words to let you know just how much I believe all of this council appreciate your leadership, and I believe all of the entire police officers serving in Newcastle County joins all of us in expressing how much we appreciate your leadership, and we wish you the best success going forward.
I'm very grateful, sir. I'm very proud, sir.
Councilman Cartier, followed by Councilwoman Kilpatrick, and then Councilwoman Dillon.
Thank you, Chief. I'm recalling the day when you came to this Public Safety Committee meeting, and you had such energy and vision, and I remember going out of this meeting thinking, like, well, this is a guy I'm going to hang my hat on, and I voted to confirm you. And I got to tell you, it's been a very exciting journey with your leadership of county police, watching all the innovative strategies you've put in place, and then to sit back and really watch, you know, crime go down in my district. A lot of, you know, you said in your initial presentation, it's not acceptable to just accept the way things are. And I bought into that, and I can tell you, you deliver. And your department and all your officers and your team, they're all great professionals. And I got to say, this has been the last 4 years, being interacting with the county police as intensively as I have, is under your leadership, has been a really rewarding experience. And I wish you the best in the future. I'm sad that you're leaving. I'm very sad that you're leaving. And I hope that, and I wish the department will carry on with your legacy and continue to deliver the great service to the citizens of this county.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. Very, very proud that I've been able to work with everyone. I really am.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This is going to be a little different. I met Elmer probably in the late 1980s, probably 89, as he was on top of a horse leading a parade down the road. And it's kind of been like watching a child grow up. You've done well.
Thank you, Mom.
And I wish you well.
Thank you so much, Councilman. I do appreciate it.
Councilwoman Dillon?
I was just going to say, you know, in addition to the great work that you've done with the department, what I've really appreciated is your ability to come in here and explain things so that those of us who are lay people in public safety understand them. And your willingness to engage the community, I mean, to allow Mike Walsh to come in and talk to my sociology class and engage in a great discussion with them about the use of demographics in policing was so exciting. I just remember, you know, I had my daughter with me. She was sitting next to Officer Sorrells. They had this great discussion about body cameras. You know, she was 11 or 12 at the time. So I think the consistency of your message has just spread throughout the department. And when those folks go out and engage the community, it's very impressive. And so thank you for your leadership. We all have times when we feel it's time to move into another phase in our life. I wish you success, and thank you for your service.
Thank you so much, Brad, sir.
Councilman Woods?
I've been here probably the shortest other than the council president, and in the time that I've been here, remarkable what you've done with that department and what I've seen, and I'm just really impressed with what you've done so far, and hope you best for the future, and anything that we can do for you, we're there. So
God knows this council's done a lot. and I will continue to say that again, no matter where my feet land. I have nothing on my upcoming agenda, which feels weird, because as the councilwoman pointed out, I've been wearing this uniform for 28 years. I'm going to miss my horses and all that stuff, but I will always be grateful for the opportunity. And the opportunity to be chief was far, far beyond anything I envisioned, but I sure did enjoy it. And I know if I don't go now, it's just going to get harder and harder, and I'm never going to leave. And, you know, we're all going to be sitting here 4 years from now asking to get rid of the 55 rule. So I'm going to make my departure knowing that I leave a capable police department. I leave a council that is unbelievable in regards to counsel and support. And I can't thank you enough.
Colonel, just wrap it up here, I guess, is that, you know, transition is a difficult thing in government sometimes, and I know that if I were sitting on that transition team, I know what my recommendation would be to the new county executive. And sometimes you have folks on transition teams that let it become more of a personal type opinion rather than be up to date with the current and what's there. I think that, you know, from the standpoint of sustaining the organization in the future, you've heard it. You have not only worked with, but you have created and educated a team of law enforcement professionals that can clearly, from within, and I repeat that, from within the department, can sustain Newcastle County Police, the men and women of Newcastle County Police in the future. Excellence in policing, excellence in community policing, second to none as far as a law enforcement leader.
I will make one last comment, sir. I'm leaving, so I don't have the ability to have influence over what's going to happen next, nor am I asking for it. But I did explain to the incoming county executive that your comment is fair on its face. There's tons and tons of talented people. They are simply brilliant. One of them sitting right behind me. Any one of these people could pick up the baton and run. And I have that faith, sir. I hope that's the final resolve. But again, I offered the incoming county executive to make it easier on everyone, give him the ability to pick his chief and not inherit a chief. I think we will work extremely well together. He's very fair with me. I just think that 4 years is going to slip by. It already has. Yeah. And I will always be grateful to this council.
Thank you, sir. Okay, under other, we're going to President Zelensky, FOP.
Mike Zelensky, President FOP, Lodge 5. For those who don't know, I'm the union president, represents the men and women from the Newcastle County Police Department, the Sheriff's Department. So on behalf of our organization, I'd like to thank Colonel Setting for his service. 4 years ago, I got this really strange call when this journey began, and it was from the Colonel himself that said, "Hey, I've just been appointed chief. You need to be in my office at 0800 hours on Monday." Having experience with several chiefs before, and being the president of a union, I had only imagined what that process would be for those that are in labor organizations. You understand that sometimes union management and general management departments necessarily don't get along. However, since day one, our relationship has been great. He's included the FOP in every step of this process of improving the department. We've even been involved in implementing some policies. He's asked our opinions before it actually gets out, so they'll try to nip all the problems in behind. So it's been an awesome adventure. I do have a few boxing gloves in my bag. If you want to take them back to your room, we can try to convince him to stay a little bit longer. Maybe we can get him to submit, but his service is commendable, and the way he's dealt with the FOP and brought us into the equation is a very good example of how I think a management from the police department and the management from the union perspective should try to work together. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anything under other? Councilman Tim Sheldon has joined us.
Just in time.
Better late than never.
Nothing under other? Public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Executive meeting starts at 4 p.m.
4. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Huh?